Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, good morning, everybody. We are holding in Klal Daled Halacha Zayin. Now, you're going to find a big difference this morning in the halachas we're going to learn this morning and the halachas that we've learned until now, which is the halachas we're going to learn this morning is two scenarios where you are permitted to publicize things that people did wrong. Now, of course, we have to be very, very careful to understand the halachas, because we know we've learned so far the chashivas and the importance of lashon hara, of not speaking lashon hara. So obviously, when the Chofetz Chaim says there's a permission to do so, be very careful to make sure you fulfill those requirements before one does so. Okay, we've been speaking this klal about people that do averus, about informing and publicizing when people do averus. Until now, we're talking about different levels. Beinonim, other people that do averus more often, but all of them, either they would listen to your tochacha, or they would listen to the tochacha of a rav or of a dayan. This morning, we talk about the next level. Until now, we've been speaking about a person who his normal way would be to feel bad when he does a sin. However, if you test this person, you look into this person, you see he's a person that has absolutely no, he's not a God fearing person at all. Someone who is completely, totally disconnected from Rabbanu Shalom, and he is interested only in doing wrong. This person has done averos in public many times, and the types of sins that everyone, murder, stealing, rape, things that everyone knows usher. It's not even a question. It's not like a chumrah. Things that everyone knows usher, and this guy does them and repeats them, and he couldn't kill us. It's not just that his yetzer hara overtook him. It's that this is what he wants to do. In other words, when a Jew does an avera, so for the Jew that has Yir Shemayim, so we'll do averas. But when we find out we did the Avera and we understand the importance of it, we feel bad. But this is a person, he doesn't feel bad at all. He feels this is the right way. He's totally rebelling against Hashem. This kind of person, it is permissible to embarrass him. It's impermissible to tell about his actions, whether in front of him, whether not in front of him. You can be mafarsam these words. The idea is over here is this is a person everyone has to know. This is a person to stay away from. This is a person who is evil to his core. And this is the first time we heard this. Chofetz Chaim says that if he does something that is questionable, whether it's good or bad, you can assume it's bad. Well, always we say dan lekaf schus. This guy, he's down the kav chayim, because that's where he's holding. Achashin is chazik the Russian government, Sharon Yanov. So we're talking major evil over here, right? And this is a major evil. Chayin Omer of Sainu Zal, Son of Wishes Amitai, Im Sheitcha, Am Sheitcha, but Tayyar Mitzvah, Sultan of Advarim. You're not allowed to upset someone with the words, but that's when he's Amitcha. That he's part of your Am, part of your nation, but Tayyar Mitzvah. So this guy, disconnected. He's like, I didn't get the Torah mitzvahs. You're allowed to embarrass him and announce his wrongdoings. Gemara Numa says that we also are mefarsim people that are chaneifa and people that always try to kiss off, so to speak, the bad people, because certainly if you've already told him to stop and he doesn't stop, he has other pratim on the bottom over here. Okay, so first of all, obviously we're not talking about someone who's not knowledgeable at all. We're not talking about somebody who ate treifas and doesn't know anything. He grew up in Iowa and he doesn't know from his Judaism too much. We're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody who's an evil person who's doing very bad things to people and against God, etc., etc. So on the bottom over here, he gives the numbers and stacking some of the details. He says, number one, it has to be that you saw that this person did these things. You can't just fire him because someone else told you. That's number one. Number two, it has to be clear that he did the wrong thing. It can't be something, although we said before, we're talking about where, in other words, it wasn't a Shiloh, you know, in other words, even if you're Dana Chavchov, you have to realize that it really wasn't Aveira. Number three, you're not allowed to exaggerate what he did. Right? Even if you're allowed to be Mepharsim, you're allowed to tell people, listen, stay away from this guy because he, you know, dot, dot, dot. But you can't exaggerate. Number four, it has to be for some kind of Tu'elis, which is that people should stay away from him or that he should somehow do tshuva. It has to be some kind of Tu'elis. And number five, that you shouldn't, if you're willing to tell about this guy's gnus, because he's so bad, don't make believe in front of him that you're not. You have to be open. You have to be open. You can't hide in front of him, right? So these are the five details he says, which later on we'll see in Klal Yud more about Tu'elis, that you have to do. I have never met an individual like this. I mean, I've read about them in newspapers, you know, but I don't think any of us have ever. We don't know people like this.
Even the guy who shot Robin, even the guy who shot Robin, you know? Human murder.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta be really evil to be in this category, okay? So I don't know anyone like this. Alright, let's do Halacha Ches. Shabez and Omer L'Adam Din Echad. Let's say I have a person, the Bezdin told him he has to do something, okay? And he has to go ahead and do something. Whether it's Benel Chaver or Benamakum, pay someone money, Bezdin Paskin, that a person has to give a get to his wife, Bezdin Paskin, that this person has to pay the shul a certain amount of money, whatever it is. And he doesn't want to do it for Shemayim. He doesn't care. Then you can be mefarsem that this person is going against the words of the Rabbanim, the words of the Bezdin. So, however, if he gives an answer and he gives all kinds of certain excuses, but he gives all kinds of reasons why, which perhaps, you know, you didn't know about. So, if he's just trying to get out of it, and he's really not telling the truth, we don't have to believe him. If you're not sure, also the Saber Begnuso. So bottom line this. This happens, where a Rav of a Shul, or Bezdin, or Paskin, that a person has to do something. They have in the Jewish Press, which is a newspaper, I don't know if it's around that much, in New York it's a big newspaper, etc. So it's been around for a long time. So they have a list over there, they're trying to help out ladies who are agunos, men who have left their wives without giving them a divorce, and these women can't remarry. And it's a terrible thing. So they put over there a list of people. They say these men have been told by Bezdin that they must come to Bezdin to speak to the Bezdin about divorcing their wives, and they haven't come. And these people, you shouldn't do business with them. You should stay away from them. And they list their names, and they're mafarsim it. And it's not Lashon Hara. This is according to the, this is a Klal Dalet Sifches. These people are not following the Shulchan Aruch. And the only way we could try perhaps to get them to do it is through pressure. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to realize, you know, sometimes you only hear one side of the story. So you really have to make sure before you mafarsim it that you hear the whole story. If you heard his story and it's possible that he's telling the truth, then you're not allowed to be mafarsim his news. Okay? So you have to be very careful to use these haterim, but sometimes we, you know, the community must do it in order to pressure someone. Either people should know to stay away from a certain person, like in Klal Zayin, or to get someone to do something right, like in Klal, in Sefer. Okay, everybody.